We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
Hello, Mom. Hello to your brothers and sisters.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Assalamu alaikum, admirable viewers. Assalamu alaikum means greetings in Uyghur, a language spoken by around 10 million people, mainly in China. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms to reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Astro and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4, Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2008. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is
in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a humanitarian organization in Spain recycles to help disadvantaged youngsters in Peru. In eco news, Abu Dhabi distributes earth-friendly kits. In conservation news, the number of the threatened blue iguanas of Grand Cayman Islands substantially increases. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 28th, is the birthday of the President of Angola, His Excellency José Eduardo dos Santos, born in 1942 in Luanda, Angola. Among President dos Santos' many priorities are the promotion and safeguarding of democracy, good governance, and social and economic development. His Excellency also advocates taking measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, desertification, and climate change. August 28th is also the birthday of the President of Croatia, His Excellency Dr. Ivo Josipović, born in 1957 in Zagreb, Croatia. President Josipović has emphasized human rights, democracy, harmony, and security. In 2011, His Excellency was honored with the Premio Galileo 2000 Prize for Peace. An award-winning composer, President Josipović promotes cultural diversity. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, José Eduardo dos Santos and Dr. Ivo Josipović, for your commitment to your co-citizens and the world. May you celebrate a joyful and blessed birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from South Korea. At least 33 people perished and 3,050 others were displaced after record rainfalls at the end of July deluged the city of Seoul and surrounding regions in Gyeonggi Province, inundating 10,000 homes and some 1,000 hectares of land.
Sending all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000, asking that our nearby association members please go aid the most desperate. Following their initial efforts in several areas around the capital city, Seoul, our association's South Korean relief team returned to Bangbaedong at the beginning of August. Responding to an official's request, they worked to remove water and mud from the elevator of a multiplex housing unit so that a mechanic could repair it.
The relief team then headed to Hyeongchang Village and consulted with a social worker in Umyeongdong's community center. With the help of the village chief, our association members delivered 20 kilograms of rice to 95 households whose homes were flooded.
Yes, 도로도 다 부서지고 뭐 물도 차가지고 지금 뭐 형편없죠. 평촌 성촌 마을은요, 이 반지하 사시는 반이 너무 어렵습니다. 어려운데 이렇게 또 쌀이라도 이렇게 지원을 해주셔서 대단히 감사합니다.
On August 2nd, the relief team heard on the news about a postal service worker in Yeongin who lost his life while on duty during the torrential rains. They went to offer comfort to the bereaved family, a single mother, three sisters, and uncle. Our association members also gave them condolence funds from Master, as well as information about the vegan solution to climate change, including the book, From Crisis to Peace. Social workers at the Umyeongdong and Yangjaedong community centers then told the relief team about seven elderly and less fortunate flood victims who were living alone. After preparing gift packages containing personal necessities, vegan cookies, and hygienic kits, the team went to each house and delivered the gift bags along with rice and cash assistance. They also helped clean one semi-basement house which was flooded.
저희 우면동 그 지역이 지금 84세대 정도가 침수가 되셨고요. 특히 독거노인분들이 7세대 정도 되시는데 이분들한테 정말 도움이 많이 필요한 상황입니다. 네, 그 칭하이 무상사 국제협회에서 이렇게 많은 도움을 주셔서 저희가 너무나 힘이 되고요. 감사합니다.
또 많이 할 거는 많은데 가진 게 없어서 좀 답답한 상황이죠, 실증이. 현실이 좀 그래서 좀 안타깝고. 아, 예. 근데 이리 생각지도 않게 칭하이 무상사, 예, 여기 다 고단체에서 이렇게 뜻하지 않게 생각지도 않게 이렇게 보내주시고, 고물품이랑 또 헌물 이렇게 해주시니까 너무나 뜻밖에 이렇게 저희가 기부 받아서 너무 감사드리고요. 너무 요긴하게 잘 쓸 것 같아요. 너무 감사합니다.
We join in appreciation all officials and personnel for your assistance to the flood victims. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt aid and for the diligent help of our association's relief team. Wishing the flood affected a smooth return to their productive daily lives as we pray for the subsiding of such destructive calamities through our kinder eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Super Typhoon Mina impacts northern Philippines. The storm, bearing wind gusts of up to 230 kilometers per hour, made landfall in northernmost Luzon's Cagayan province early Saturday, August 27th, also bringing heavy rain and triggering landslides. As of Sunday, it had claimed at least five lives, including two young siblings, who lost their lives to a pre-dawn landslide. Nearly 12,000 people were affected as floods forced several hundred to evacuate the coastal village of Gonzaga, while in Ilocos Norte province, a tornado born of the hurricane whirled through Surat, damaging a dozen homes and uprooting trees. Floodwaters from swollen rivers also inundated at least six bridges in Cagayan and Isabela provinces, and crews worked to clear blocked roads from landslides in the mountainous Cordillera region.
Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 with all her love and prayers, as she requested that our nearby association members please go if possible to render aid to the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $135,000 in urgent necessities if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Our appreciation, all emergency personnel working to assist the storm affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted support.
May such extreme conditions be minimized through humanity's concerted efforts of care for all beings.
Earthquakes jolt Afghanistan and USA. Before dawn on Saturday, August 27th, the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan was rocked by a trembler measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale, centered 74 kilometers south of Faizabad. That same day, the central coast of California, USA was hit by a 4.6 magnitude quake, followed by several aftershocks noted by hundreds of people as the tremors struck in the county of Monterey, just southeast of the city of Hollister. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries for either of the quakes. We are thankful for the security of those in the quake-shaken regions, as we pray that such potential disasters are lessened through our more considerate regard for the balance of nature as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Tiểu tùy võ vang ngày không đủ là dốc treo leo buồn như cô mồ tìm đâu ra có ngọt suối lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở khiếu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có chùa tạo dựng lại hành tinh
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 514. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Wenn wir an diesen Entwicklungen nicht wirklich mitarbeiten.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel ranked number one most powerful woman. In its just released annual ranking, U.S.-based Forbes magazine has placed Chancellor Merkel at the top of the list for her outstanding leadership contributions to both her country and the European Union. This is the fifth time in 6 years that she has been recognized as number one, with a ranking this year also as the sixth most powerful person among both women and men.
In second place for her skillful handling of diplomatic challenges over the past year was U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff was selected as the third most powerful woman after being elected last year to lead South America's largest economy. Also receiving a ranking among the top 10 were U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde, Melinda Gates, co-founder and co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Sonia Gandhi, President of India's National Congress Party.
We applaud your excellencies and all the other lauded women for your dedicated work and noble ideals. May your examples of leadership and integrity inspire women and men alike to aspire toward similar goals that bring a better future for all.
North Korean Supreme Leader meets with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev following a visit to China in which he affirmed North Korea's openness to renewing six-party talks without conditions. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il traveled to Russia for the first time since 2002, where he met with President Dmitry Medvedev. There, the Supreme Leader reiterated his country's willingness to resume six-party denuclearization discussions, which, along with Russia and North Korea, include the U.S., South Korea, Japan, and China. During their talks, President Medvedev also proposed several projects, such as electricity, railway, and a gas pipeline to South Korea, with both agreeing to the establishment of a joint commission to evaluate them further. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, President Medvedev and Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, for your amicable meeting. May such constructive steps further the harmonious relations between your nations and our advancement as a peaceful world.
Save our planet. In Honduras, Rio Platino Biosphere Reserve, indigenous communities are working to preserve the region's protective mangrove forests through efforts that include cleanup, waste recycling, placing limits on fishing, and the promotion of ecotourism activities.
Save our planet. In the southwest Chinese provinces of Guizhou and Yunnan, a devastating drought since early July has caused 779 reservoirs and 409 rivers to dry up as of August 26th, 2011, with 7 million people suffering from water shortages and more than a million hectares of crops impacted.
Warning news. On August 20th, Danish officials reported finding high levels of harmful E. coli bacteria, which originates from animal sources such as livestock, in Copenhagen's municipal tap water system, with residents urged to avoid potentially life-threatening illness by boiling all water for at least 2 minutes before drinking.
Hey friends, I'm Beauty the Blue Butterfly. It's an animal-free diet for me. Would you like to hear a tip on a Word document alternative to the cut-paste function? You can highlight the desired text and then put the cursor in the new spot in the document. Hold down the control key while you right-click the mouse. The text will now be in its new place in the document. Give it a try. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, an organization in Spain recycles to help disadvantaged youngsters in Peru. The Spanish non-profit Mother Courage collects olive oil that has been used for cooking, which people are encouraged to leave in containers placed throughout 6 provinces of the nation. It is then made into soap and delivered to Peru. Proceeds from the sales of the approximately 80,000 kilos of soap sent every year assist in supporting the 800 youngsters living at the Holy Family Community of Children in Lima. In addition to soap, Mother Courage donates items such as clothing, food, medicine, and school supplies to 11 of Peru's departments. Bravo, Mother Courage, on your kindness. May your wonderful initiatives enhance the lives of many gentle-hearted Peruvians.
In Eco News, Abu Dhabi distributes earth-friendly kits. The Environment Agency of the Emirates has provided its employees with a sustainable lifestyles toolkit. One of the items it contains is a towel made from natural organic material, which is suggested for car washing. It only needs to be immersed in water once on each occasion it is used, and can be utilized many times. Also included in the package are an energy-saving light bulb, reusable water bottle and shopping bag, and a set of wildlife postcards highlighting the biodiversity of the region. Our applause, Abu Dhabi, for your planet-protecting endeavor. With more governments taking steps such as these, along with humanity's adoption of the low-emissions organic vegan diet, a glorious planetary future surely awaits us. With God's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Blue Iguana Recovery Project has helped to raise 500 reptiles. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more cooling news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a tender world. In conservation news, the number of the threatened blue iguanas of Grand Cayman Islands substantially increases. By 2002, the population of the lovely reptile had dropped to just over 20. Thanks to the dedicated efforts of the Blue Iguana Recovery Program team, more than 500 reptiles have been born, raised, and released back into the wild. The goal of 1,000 iguanas to be set to their natural environment is expected to be reached within 2 years. Congratulations, the Blue Iguana Recovery Program, for this significant achievement. May the fruit-loving blue iguanas enjoy the exquisite surroundings that God provides in abundance in your sun-blessed nation.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Our Brain.
Our brain has two parts, the left one, the right one. The left one has nothing right in it, and the right one has nothing left.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on keeping Delhi green and moving, the Delhi Metro System on Golden Age Technology. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Very nice show. Thank you, Delhi Metro Corp, for helping in reduction of the air pollution in Delhi and making it green. Trip from the United States.
Nice. Viewer from Finland.
Eco-conscious Trick and friend from Finland. Thank you for your positive comments. The many benefits that the award-winning Delhi Metro Corporation has provided in keeping the city cleaner, greener, and happier are truly fantastic. May heavenly grace be with you and the kind-hearted people of the United States and Finland.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Herhat, which means goodbye in Uyghur.
May you be uplifted by the soothing celestial melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a Latin American tour, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visits El Salvador, Peru, and Venezuela, meeting with government leaders to enhance relations in areas ranging from expanded trade to humanitarian and cultural exchange.
Afghanistan's national parliament, with support from UN Women, announces a new resource center to invite women toward further involvement in the country's rebuilding, acknowledging their vital role in the nation's peace, development, and decision-making.
Singapore's Health Promotion Board initiates new guidelines saying that short sessions of moderate physical activity, lasting up to 10 minutes each and totaling 150 minutes weekly, could reduce the risk of serious illness such as coronary heart disease by up to 50%.
China and El Salvador join the 100-plus nations that have declared support for Palestine's status as an independent state.
The charitable foundation of U.S.-based Relive International Incorporated, which makes soy-based nutritional supplements, has donated funds for a new children's home in Haiti that will house some 60 orphans and provide nourishment to more than 10,000 children throughout the country.
British researchers are developing special glasses that allow the wearer to see subtitles directly in front of their eyes, thus enhancing the experience of film viewing for the hearing impaired, with other applications for the glasses also planned.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.